Dr. Kinko Ito, Professor of Sociology at UALR, welcome.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
So your film is a documentary done in Hokkaido, Japan. Could you tell us who are the Ainu?
The Ainu are the indigenous people of Japan, and they have been living in Japan for so many years, tens of thousands of years, I guess. But they are a minority group, and they are an ethnic group because their language, their religion, their way of life have been very different from the Japanese before they assimilated in the mainstream culture. Hokkaido, which is the northernmost island of Japan, used to belong to the Ainu. But because of the threat from Russia, China, and some other nations coming south to Japan, the Japanese government decided we need to make Hokkaido our territory. So in the 19th century, they set up this Hokkaido Colonial Board to make Hokkaido a colony. So they paid the Japanese people who want to settle there, and then the land that used to belong to the Ainu were now distributed among these Japanese people who came over from the mainland.
You chose videography here as your medium to document these people's lives. Why did you choose that?
I wanted to use multimedia to get that kind of richness of social interaction and let these native people talk about their lives and their stories in their own words. This movie can show you the facial expressions and the way they talk about their childhood, and then you can see them, how they feel about certain things. Because if they're feeling very uncomfortable with the topic, such as exploitation, oppression, prejudice, discrimination, something like that, it shows in their faces that they are not very happy about these things. And when they reminisce good old days, they're all in smiles and thinking about their own parents or grandparents and the old way of life and so on. So by shooting a movie, the presentation data is a lot richer than the literal form.
As Arkansans, we have our own complicated history with the indigenous people who've originated from here. We have the legacy of the Trail of Tears and the resettlement of the Quapaw, for instance. How can the story of the Ainu help us interpret our own history?
The history of the world is a lot of times the history of exploitation, oppression. And the other day we celebrated, in quotation mark, celebrated Columbus Day. Now, so Columbus did come to America, and then he did this and that, and we're thankful because we do now have a great nation here. But at the same time, when I traveled to Latin America, Central America, and other parts of the world, Columbus is not necessarily a hero, because the indigenous people who used to own the land, who lived freely whatsoever, they were conquered. A lot of times the history of the indigenous native people is the history of exploitation and oppression by somebody else. So a lot of native people, indigenous people of the world, can surely relate to the Ainu experience.
All right. Dr. Kinko Ito, Professor of Sociology at the University of Arkansas Little Rock, her film, Have You Heard About the Ainu? Elders of Japan's Indigenous People Speak, a documentary film, is debuting today. Dr. Ito, thank you for joining me.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
I'm Chris Hickey, KUAR News.